We heard that the first rounds of fixtures, these are primarily the derby fixtures, although there is a little bit of travel. Italian clubs are travelling, one to Scotland and I think the other one to somewhere else, Wales perhaps. But the three South African derbies, and then that's when the allocation of fixtures stops, because we still don't know whether the South African teams are going to be able to travel to England, to Scotland, to Wales, to Ireland, to Northern Ireland. We don't know that yet. And South African rugby continues to try and get spectators into stadia and so on. They're desperate to try and raise some further revenue out of this and make spectators at least a little bit possible. Sibusiso Mjikeleso is the sports journalist at Sport 24, and you've been chatting to Mark Alexander of South African Rugby about this, Sibusiso, and they've got some plans around crowdfunding and supplying money for vaccines in return for people in stadiums, in seats.
Yeah, they do. Thanks for having me on your show. I've spoken to Mark Alexander, who said that they're proposing to SA Rugby to help them get the funds or drum up the funds to get some sort of vaccine rollout that will allow fans into stadia. But I think government is too stubborn to admit that they've kind of lost control of the vaccine rollout, and some of the most fundamental sectors of the country, of which tourism is one, which will be impacted, as you mentioned earlier, should the British and Irish Lions tour and things like that not go ahead. And of course, SA Rugby did estimate that 6.6 billion rands would have been injected into the economy had the British and Irish Lions tour gone ahead as pre-COVID, shall I say. So they're doing everything they can. What we're unclear about is whether the government is doing everything that it can to make sure that South Africans are vaccinated.
Well, if we've got a problem with the J&J vaccine, then it falls even further behind. Did you get any sense from Mark Alexander that he believes government are listening seriously to their proposals?
Well, it's really a pride thing, isn't it? It's whether government will finally concede and say that, look, there are sectors that we unfortunately can't cater for, such as the recreational, when they can't even get the priority members of South Africans to have been vaccinated by now. I think I saw a tweet, I can't verify it, that only 30 people were vaccinated over the weekend, whereas the Americans are counting numbers in millions by the day. So he didn't sound too confident, but he said they're doing everything that they can. He did say they are confident, but, you know, he has to, because he's speaking to a journalist. He's basically speaking public by speaking to me.
Okay, I mean, yeah, let's hope that something can be done, because, I mean, the rugby will be more interesting to watch if there are crowds responding to what's happening on the field, and it will be much better for the economy. Sibusiso Mjikeleso, sports journalist at Sport 24, thank you very much for talking to us.